Welcome to Big Broadway Energy, the podcast, with your host, Stephen Reardon. That's me. Thanks for being here, podcast listener. That is you. Okay, I started this pod a little over a year ago. Can you believe it's been a year? Can't believe that. And although the names have changed, we've added some theme music, the mission has never changed. And that mission is to highlight the art and artists that make Tampa Bay special. And although the show is called Big Broadway Energy, the energy can pop up in many places other than a traditional stage. And today I have a guest who has found his Big Broadway Energy behind the camera. He's a filmmaker, and although I've just met him, I can tell he's pretty extraordinary. Welcome Charlie King to Big Broadway Energy.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to you. A mutual friend connected us, which is really awesome. Our friend Jessica Birchfield, who is another big Broadway talent here in St. Petersburg. And she has sort of been singing your praises for the last couple of weeks when she sent me your link to your film.
Yes, she's the best. She's my photography teacher in school, and she has been such a great help for me learning composition and photography and everything, and that's been a big help for me.
Yeah, for sure. She is a multi-talent, for sure. And it's great that you're here. And I mentioned in the intro that you were a filmmaker, and although you have been doing this for a minute now, you really have accomplished a lot in a very short time. And you're currently a senior at my alma mater, St. Pete Catholic, and you are about to screen your very first feature-length documentary. So let's talk a little bit about the film. Well, actually, we'll do that in a minute. First, let me tell us how you got to this point. Like, give me a little history of Charlie King.
Yeah, so I was born in Manhattan, New York City, and I was raised and I live most of my life in New Jersey. I always loved film ever since I was little, movies, filmmaking. And at first I thought I wanted to be an actor. I wanted to be in the world that I was so obsessed with, and I thought that it was through acting. Did a little auditions, got a few jobs, but I slowly started to realize that I was much more of a fan of behind the screen. And I was making YouTube videos when I was 12 years old. I was researching haunted places in New Jersey and nice. New York, and I started to become obsessed with that, and I realized I could actually do this instead of, I don't need to have a job as an actor when I could focus all my time on this. So ever since then, I've just been focusing on my craft, and I want to be a director, but when you're a young filmmaker, you don't have all these resources for you, so you kind of have to be a writer and a producer and an editor and a director. So I've kind of learned all of the aspects of filmmaking with the help of some of my friends. One of them's right here, actually, Ryan Russell. He's actually a big, big help with me, creative consultant in all my films, and we hope to actually make some films in the future together. But yeah, it all started from that, and now I kind of am just obsessed with all aspects of filmmaking. So I think this documentary kind of shows that I could do it all.
Yeah, it's really fascinating and pretty badass, I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty impressed. And I love that you wanted to be an actor, you know, but what's great about, I think, art in general, and what's great about people who really have a passion for anything in this medium is once you start sort of getting a feeling that you have this comfortability around something that maybe you were not aware that you liked, it's like, oh, maybe this is the road I'm supposed to go down.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
I love that. And I think, you know, once you start the thing that you love, you think there's never going back, right? Like you feel like, oh, this is something that not only do I like, but I'm kind of good at it without having to maybe, I mean, not that you don't work hard, but like, there, you know what I mean?
100%.
There's this muscle that
I
starts to work.
I think about this all the time. A lot of people who are not as interested in filmmaking will go to college and they'll try to learn filmmaking. For me, I always thought that it kind of came a little bit more naturally to me. And of course, I do want to go to college for filmmaking and learn more about the craft, but I do feel like a lot of those things kind of do come naturally to me because I've been practicing since I was little for so long. But yeah, I think when you are obsessed with an art form, you have no choice but to just kind of know how to do it. You
just
know?
Go there.
Yeah, for sure.
I think your generation too has been so lucky in that you had access to so much, you know, so much film in general. I mean, the fact that you have access to so much stuff that's available online, you know, we had to wait for someone to give us permission to do things like that.
Yeah.
And your generation says, no, I'm just going to figure it out. And you have these mediums that allow you to do that. And not only do you have to wait till you're you're an adult to do it, but you have the ability to monetize it. You have the ability to create a real future for yourself without having to ask permission from anybody.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, for sure.
I love it. So the feature-length documentary is called The Successors of St. Pete, the St. Pete Boxing Club Story, which is an awesome title, by the way. Talk to us about how you found the boxing club and why you were so inspired to tell the story.
Yeah, so I, growing up, was never a big sports guy. I never really had my sport growing up. And if I'm being honest, it all started with the YouTuber Jake Paul. You remember Jake Paul? I don't know if you ever heard about this, but Jake Paul is a big YouTuber and he started boxing. He was a YouTuber originally, and I used to watch him when I was little. He started boxing, and that kind of made me think, you know, my dad made me try every sport when I was little. I just wasn't very good at any of them. But I tried lacrosse, basketball, baseball, football. I tried everything. And I said, you know what, let me start training in boxing. And this was when I was young. This was when I was in New Jersey. And something about it kind of got me obsessed, got me hooked. And I have loved the sport of boxing ever since. I think it teaches you so much discipline and it teaches you how to be a better person. And the sport helped me a lot in my life. And I used to train at a gym in New Jersey, in Hackensack, New Jersey. And I trained at a gym there. And when I was moving, I told one of the guys, this sounds like a story out of a movie. This actually, some people don't even believe this, but this totally happened. I told this guy, I said, that was training there, I'm going to be going soon. I was kind of saying goodbye to him that I'm going to be moving to Florida. And he said, where are you moving in Florida? And I said, oh, I'm moving to St. Pete, Florida. And he said, dude, my brother is a boxer and lives in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh my gosh, what?
It almost seemed like it was meant to be. And he said he trains at St. Pete Boxing Club. It's a real boxing gym. It has champions there. I would have never gone to this gym if that guy didn't introduce me to the gym. So when we moved here, I checked it out. It was a very run. It's a rundown, gritty, real boxing gym straight out of Rocky, like a rock. And I was a little skeptical. I was like, I don't know, am I gonna start training here? And I started going and going, and it's really like a family. And once you start training there all the time, because I just moved here, I didn't have anyone because I just moved from a totally different state, and I had the boxing gym, and I trained at the boxing gym every day, and I still train there all the time. And I said, this would be the most perfect place to make a deep dive into this place, because it's just so raw, that gym. And I think the people that are from St. Pete and know about that gym, and even the people that don't and they want to learn about it, I think they're really going to enjoy how this film really takes you to inside that gym and you learn about it.
Yep. It's true. What I love about great documentaries, or what I should say, what makes a documentary really great, is that it's giving information to people who may not know something even exists. And the fact that we have this historic boxing club right here in St. Pete that has created such champions, like it's so inspirational. And I think your story about how you got into boxing and the fact that, you know, you found filmmaking, how you got into boxing, you moved to St. Pete, you found this gym, your buddy from New Jersey told you to go to the gym. Like, those are kind of stories, like you said, those are movie,
exactly,
those are movie ending stories, right? Yep. Those are like fairy tale stories, which I think is so cool. And boxing too, I've known a few people that have been in the athletic sport of boxing. And not mixed martial arts. We won't talk about that. We'll talk about like the actual idea of traditional boxing.
Yes.
There is, you know, obviously, as you know, Charlie, there's so much physical necessity to be a successful boxer. But everyone I've ever talked to that's done the sport is like, it's really more about the mental agility
100%.
That happens 100%. In boxing. Did you find that boxing gave you sort of an outlet outside of the athletic thing you were looking for?
100%. Yeah. When I found boxing, it was during the 2020 COVID time. And it was tough. It was tough for me. And I was in middle school and it was a tough time. I wasn't able to see my friends all the time. I wasn't able to do the things that I wanted to go out and make videos. At the time, I was doing daily vlogs. That was my thing that I did on my YouTube channel at the time. And I couldn't go out and make these videos. And I kind of felt like, what am I doing? You know, what am I doing all the time? And boxing for sure gave me an outlet to spend my time doing something that's bettering myself. You know, it's all mental, I think. And I think the film actually dives into that a lot, of how boxing is mental and how when you have obstacles and hurdles, how boxing can help you get over those things. Yeah.
I love that. How did you do boxing during COVID? That must have been challenging.
Yeah, it was right around Christmas time. My dad got me a heavy bag. I put it in my garage and I would literally just watch YouTube videos, put on my gloves, and I would just start hitting the bag.
Oh, that's
amazing. And I would teach myself. And then I started going to that gym. But before, during COVID, I would just kind of look at YouTube videos and do it myself.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So you also have some pretty well-known boxers in the doc. What was the process like getting them to be a part of it? Did you find it hard or challenging to find people who wanted to participate?
Going to the gym all the time, you see a lot of fighters. And one of them, Keith Thurman in particular, he was a great champion back in the day. I see him quite often at the gym. So it wasn't very hard getting him. I talked to him and he was totally down to do it. And once I had him, that's when I started branching out and asking Keith. I said, hey, what about Dan Birmingham, the original owner of the gym? What about Winky Wright? And he started connecting me with these people and they were all totally excited, down to do it. And hopefully they're going to be at the premiere and that's what we're excited about. But yeah, it was really through me being at that gym for so long and growing a connection with these people, I think that helped a lot with me getting the notoriety I needed to talk to them. You know?
For sure. It's like anything in this business, the more people you know and the more you show someone your dedication for something, the more they want to help you.
Exactly.
So you said earlier, and I noticed in your bio that you're really multi-level talent when it comes to this stuff. You write, direct, shoot, and edit all of your projects. Yes. I have two questions for that. First, did you teach yourself to do all of those things? And second, how do you have time for anything else?
Yeah. So I did teach most of it myself. I've been to a few filmmaking camps. I did one in New York Film Academy, UCLA. I've been to a few of these filmmaking camps, but most everything I learned by myself, it was just through trial and error. I used to do, all these videos are private and now, those are when I was really young. They're not great videos, but I have hundreds and hundreds of daily videos that I would make on my YouTube channel when I was about 12 years old, 10 years old. It wasn't until a few years ago that I was like, I'm going to make a real short film. I'm going to make a real short film. And I got some of my friends who were also artists who are really inspired by filmmaking. I got some of them and I said, let's do this. Let's write this film. And they all helped me. But most of it was by myself learning how to do this stuff. Yeah.
And so you are not just focusing on documentaries. You do other things as well.
Yes. This was actually my first documentary that I've ever done. I'm more of a narrative-based guy, but I thought that this would just be too perfect, and I think I have enough training with, I go to the St. Pete Catholic football games, enough training with the live action, you know, action shots of, because that's really what a documentary is. It's different because in a narrative film, everything's planned. You have the lighting, you have the shot, everything. And I think the practice with the football games and doing all that stuff for school actually helped me a lot with the live action shots, things on the fly, you know? So, but everything was, this is my first time doing it. So it was a little bit different, but I think that I've watched enough documentaries and I've done enough practice with it that I knew I was ready to do it.
Can I tell you, when I saw the trailer, I thought to myself, this guy's been cutting documentaries for years.
Wow. Yeah, no, it's my first time.
Charlie, that's amazing.
Thank you.
That trailer is really, really well done.
Thank you.
And that, like, the editing especially, like, I've tried to be an editor. The reason I have Karen, my amazing producer, is that she helps me edit this stuff. Like, yeah. I don't have the brain muscle, memory, or wherewithal to know how to edit in a way that feels conducive to just like what the final product is. Was that a hard thing for you to learn?
I think for me, I always talk with my filmmaking friends who know about all this stuff. I always say editing is both the best part of filmmaking and the worst part of filmmaking.
Right.
And it's because it's the worst because I call it the editing dungeon. Because
yeah.
you're stuck there for hours and hours. You get cramps on your hands. It's like you feel like you can't do anything.
It's almost like torture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're in the editing dungeon. But it's the most fulfilling thing. So for me, I can't see myself in the future not being some sort of connected to the editing of the film. I have to be in the edit because I think for me, that's how I am fully expressing the film is through editing. And I think out of directing, writing, everything, I think I've practiced editing the most. And that's because during those COVID times, during all those years, I would sit down and I would make edits of trailers of upcoming boxing fights coming out. And I would act like I was promoting the film. I wasn't connected to any sort of promotion or anything, but I would make fan-made trailers of upcoming boxing fights. So I think actually trailers and those edits might be my bread and butter. Actually, I think it might be my best thing. Actually.
That practice that you did then worked because I did not know that story, but I got to tell you, again, like, I'm not blowing smoke here. It was really, really well done. I'm so excited to see the full film. Project CK is your YouTube channel. So if people want to check out your work, is that the best place to find it or is that a private channel?
Yes, that is where all my work is.
Okay, so it's at Project CK if you're interested in knowing more about Charlie and his work. And the Successors of St. Pete, the St. Pete Boxing Club story, is screening at the Beach Theater on November 25th, which is another icon of St. Pete. I don't know if you know that, but the Beach Theater was just redone. It was an old theater for my parents who grew up here, went to movies there, and then it was closed for years. And the amazing family, Hannah Hockman and her parents, opened it back up. Now it's so awesome to go back.
Yeah, I'm so excited. We checked it out yesterday. It's going to be awesome.
November 25th is when it's screening. The doors open at 5. The film starts at 6:30. You can go on in, have a drink. You might be able to meet one of your favorite boxers. They might be there, and Charlie will definitely be there. Last question, Charlie. I ask all my guests, I think it's very important to remind people, especially right now in the world, how important this is. So what does art mean to you?
That's a great question. I think for me, art is all about escape. And I think for me, my favorite pieces of art, my favorite shows and movies are all places and films where I feel like I'm taken to a place and I feel like I'm totally engrossed in that place. This is actually a good time to bring up because this is the season is Stranger Things. Stranger Things, the new season is coming out. Stranger Things has always been my favorite show, season one of Stranger Things. And that's because it takes me to a place where I want to be with those kids. I relate to those kids. And there's something, there's some mystery happening. There's
magic.
There's something going on. And it's, I just think that art is the best place to escape and fully engross you into it. And for me, watching it is great, but for me, making art is the number one thing. I feel like I'm totally lost. I don't have to worry about anything else. I think art is where you can escape and learn about what you're interested in.
That's true. It's so true. And it's one of those things too, I think people that are not artistically sort of focused, or maybe they feel like it's not for them, or they don't really understand like the magic of it. Like, I think they're low-key jealous. Yeah. The people that really know how to make it, because I think if you're good at it, you know, you were mentioning editing earlier. I mean, the best filmmakers, ask any director and they'll tell you they're in the edit bay the entire time, or they're editing themselves.
Yes.
They see this magic in front of them. They know what the end result's going to be, and they have this passion. I think the passion is almost the majority of the things you need to be successful, right?
For sure.
Yeah. So again, Project CK on YouTube if you want to check out Charlie's work. The St. Pete Boxing Club story is open to the public. Doors open at 5. The film starts at 6:30 at the Beach Theater. Starting on Thanksgiving Day, you can view the whole film on the Project CK YouTube channel. So if you can't make it to the Beach Theater, you can check it out on Thanksgiving Day. Starting on Thanksgiving Day, where most best films of the year start on Thanksgiving Day.
Yo.
Charlie, you're pretty awesome. Wishing you all the best. And come back anytime, will ya? You're
Thank
always
you,
welcome.
100%. This was awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, dear listener, for joining us on Big Broadway Energy. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show, email me, will ya? BigBroadwayEnergy, all one word, @gmail.com. Until next time, friends, be kind, be curious, keep creating. Bye, everybody.